Is Stephen Pearl starting to cook? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And yes, as I said at the top of the show, Stephen Pearl is cooking. We have got ourselves a Frenchman. Croissant. That's all I know French wise.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf. That's the 10 in French, by the way. I used to take French
I'll be straight with you. Sounded German. I didn't do well foreign language. Anyway, we have a Frenchman, 7-footer. Narcisse Ngoy. He we hope to God I didn't botch that. If I did,
there's conflicting things, but
Narcisse, if that is your name and I'm pronouncing it right, please let me know. If you're not watching this, which I doubt you are, but
we need that Auburn pronunciation guide ASAP, like we did with
the him. You have to break that thing up in like several layers of syllables.
Can I just say real quick that this guy is quite literally a prayer answered. He's an answered prayer.
He is
this fan base.
No, for real. And people have been asking for, and yes, Amiko Porum was a 7-footer, but he had some health issues. He is probably, if I had to guess, gone, I'm assuming.
He also, more than likely. If you look up this guy that we're getting, Emeka was not the size he wasn't built like this guy. This guy is like a big dude. Like this dude is he's slim. This guy is more, built and muscular.
And just a large human being. Yeah, and he's coming over from France, really excited, big man, like Graham was saying, answered prayer. I think he will be, I don't know if he'll be the starter, I'm assuming he will be, but based off his highlight tape, if y'all haven't seen it yet, y'all go look at that highlight tape. Holy cow.
This guy's a dog.
Dude is a paint beast, and I love it. I am a fan of it. And it's really cool to see that we're kind of going back into the European pool. I know some specific fan bases are like, wow, y'all are so hypocritical. Well, we know the rule. Narcisse has not played a minute of college basketball. Not one minute of college basketball. Is he considered a pro? Yes. Yes, he is. But has he played a minute of college basketball and gone to the NBA? Nope, he has not. So that being said, Graham, what are his stats?
Yeah, so he is playing. He's been playing professional basketball in France. He's been playing since he was 17 years old. He's currently 21. So he is been playing over there for a minute, but he is averaging 10.8 points per game. He leads their league in rebounds per game with 11.5. With 2.5 blocks per game, and his efficiency per game is 21.2, and he's shooting 70% from the floor. So really good stats for a center. Yeah. This says Ngoy has 3 of the top single game rebounding performances this season with the league high 21 rebounds, while also having 19 and 16 rebounds in a game, and a season high in blocks with 6. So this dude is going to be a paint beast. I mean, his job is literally going to be sit in the paint and just stop everything. I mean, he's going to go to block shots. He's going to get in the paint. He's going to post you up and just dunk on you because he's massive. His wingspan is humongous. It is a massive wingspan. I mean, some of his clips, where he's doing stuff in the highlights, he doesn't even have to jump much to dunk. I mean, he just kind of reaches up and hops a little bit, and the ball's going in. And he's got such a large reach that he can just reach over people and dunk on top of them. So, this has just been this is everything that Auburn fans have been wanting, in a center. Like, someone who's a rim protector, someone who can be a little good with the ball, who can score. Really, I feel like this could be, and I love Dylan Cardwell so much, but I feel like this could be like a Dylan Cardwell, but also has an offensive presence. As well.
Well,
to me, the defensive blocks and stuff. Yeah. And hopefully, I'm expecting a lot of alley-oops out of this guy. I mean, that's one thing Auburn's always loved. Has always loved oops, with Dylan Cardwell and in previous years in the past too. But hopefully we bring some of that play back, because I think that some of that play really is an advantage to Auburn. So
it is, yeah, because on fast breaks, especially if you get on those, you know, deficits where, you know, you got a, you know, a 3v1 or a 3v2, like it's dangerous on the fast breaks to have those oop plays ready in your back pocket. It's almost like an ace in the hole, if you will. But seriously though, the highlights, y'all, it's his wingspan is, like Graham was saying, is ridiculous. It's almost like, and yes, Janai and Dylan were good paint defenders, but in terms of like wingspan, this is almost like having a very athletic Walker Kessler. In my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know if people would agree with that or not, but like you can almost say he's like a paint
monster.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like it's, yeah, he's a paint monster. He is.
He has a 7'7" wingspan. He's 7'1" and has a 7'7" wingspan.
I'll say it again. A paint
monster.
Paint Unreal. Monster. Unbelievable. Can't wait for that. That's going to be fun to see in an Auburn uniform. And this is where it gets interesting. Can you?
Dude, he has a 9 feet, 6.5 inch standing reach.
Good God. That's actually crazy.
He's standing with his arm straight up. He is 3.5 inches away from touching or from grabbing rim.
That's insane. So this
barely has to jump. To score.
You see that in the highlights too. It's crazy. He's like literally, if he's not off the ground, he's on his tippy toes. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. It's not even fair. It's not, and I'm excited. I really am. Again, never played a minute of college basketball. That's why this makes sense for the Auburn Tigers. Now there's a quote that Steven said with this that I thought was interesting that you brought up to me before we started recording. I'm going to throw it to you. Yeah. Can you read that? Because that was, to me, very, very interesting to me.
Yes, I've actually got two quotes here. I'll read this other one first. I haven't told you the other one yet, but I'll read this one. I'll read this one first. So Steven said, what stands out the most in his commitment – wait, what stands out most is his commitment to winning. He's not focused on individual numbers. He takes pride in doing the hard physical work that helps this team succeed. Pearl added, he competes at a high level, processes the game well, and understands how to play within a system. That's electric. And then this is kind of like the opening quote from Steven. It said, we're excited to welcome Narcisse Ngoy to our program. He's a high upside young man who brings toughness, physicality, and a team first mindset to everything he does. Pearl said, Narcisse has a strong feel for the game on both ends of the floor. His instincts, ability to catch the finish around the basket, which is what we were talking about, mm-hmm. rim protection, and willingness to embrace contact will make him an immediate impact while filling a huge need for our team.
Massive need.
Can you imagine if we had this guy like on our team this year, even?
Yeah, like, yes.
I think our season could have been.
I mentioned it earlier. Amiko Purim being out really hurt us as far as depth goes, and we didn't really have a true big man. Keyshawn Murphy, who ended up leaving the team, still kind of foggy on the details on why he did it. Should he have done it? No. Am I shocked by it? Yes and no. It's just like the way the season's gone. Somebody was about to just jump ship, in my opinion. Did I think it was going to be him, though? Heck no. I thought it was going to be the other Keyshawn, but that's just me. This guy coming in is going to add not only depth, but the issue that we had against a lot of teams was we had no defense inside. People were driving in on us, easy layups, easy putbacks.
We had no good paint presence.
No good rebounding. We weren't crashing the boards well offensively or defensively. This is, Graham hit the nail on the head with this. It's an answered prayer for Auburn college basketball fans. But, you know, I'm curious to see now, Graham, if this is going to be the start of a domino effect potentially for Stephen Pearl. Because I mean, to me, this is a massive
start, though. Like your recruiting, what a massive start to your recruiting. Like, this is Steven's like first guy, that he's signed. Like, this is Steven's first guy as a head coach that he's signed to be an Auburn Tiger. And what an impressive start! I really think so.
Yeah, and you know, we have that new GM that got hired too from Louisville. Who I'm, you know, after reading some stuff on him, I like the hire. I really do. I think this obviously, I think this was in the works before he was hired, I'm assuming, because
I'm sure.
The fact that
they waited to make it official until he got here, but I'm sure this has been in the works.
But the fact, though, that he was doing this while gearing this team up during the NIT, which granted was not ideal where we thought we'd be, but we're still playing and everyone seems to be having fun. And I like our chances right now.
There's only 8 college basketball teams currently playing. Now, really, 16 will be playing as of tomorrow. But
yeah,
in the 2 tournaments that really matter, only 8 teams are playing.
Yeah, and it's crazy that, like, you know, the way this season has gone, like, yes, we had, you know, Keyshawn Murphy leave, like, the first game of the NIT, but the way that they've been playing together, especially Overton and Freeman and Jovic stepping up last game, Sway had a good game 2 games ago. Like,
I mean, it's impressive in the fact that, like, we don't really have a true big with Keyshawn Murphy leaving. You know what I mean? Like, our big had to fall into the hands of Jovic and Sway. Like, those 2 guys had to be the big guy, and they aren't, like, they're not a center. Neither one of them are.
No, they're like a 4, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a defensive 4.
Yeah, they're a 4, but, like, to be able to step up and play that center when there's going to be guys out there that are definitely bigger than you, because, I mean, most teams have a center. You know what I mean? Like, most teams have a decently sized center. Yeah. That's just how basketball works.
You have to have one.
Yeah, 2. Both of them, like, one can't play, and then the other one, you know, is no longer with the team as of right now. But it's impressive to see that those guys have stepped up in that role and been able to do the job enough to get us to the Final 4 here.
Yeah, and the trend, too, right now, like, you know, back, you know, I don't know, you could say maybe 4 years ago, everyone's like, oh, we got to have a guard that can be consistent from 3 because of Steph. That, you know, that whole brand of basketball because of Steph Curry and how he revolutionized the game. Everyone's like, we got to have a guy that can shoot, that can handle the rock, but also least expect it, pops a 3, and he's pretty dangerous and consistent, if you will. Now, you look at the San Antonio Spurs, they have Victor Wembanyama, who is 7'4", like a freak.
By the way.
Yes, he's from France. That's what I was about to say. We're kind of dipping our toes into this. Hey, let's try to get a 7-footer from Europe and see what we can do with it. And we kind of dipped our toes in the European pond with Jovic. I hope he sticks around because I think that would be a cool dynamic to have him and this guy.
Yeah.
But
my goodness, we are turning into a European team.
I know, man. It would be crazy. But again, it's not against the rules because I haven't played a minute of college basketball. You know what I'm saying? Now, unless Jovic leaves and he wants to go to the NBA, do it. Just don't come back. That's the rule. You know what I mean? But I'm excited, man. I am. I think it's going to be, you know, a much needed thing. And the fact that Steven was able to pull this off while getting the guys ready for NIT Final 4 action is going to be a lot of fun. It's exciting right now. Exciting times. And, you know, the arrow is pointing up for the trend. And I'm hoping this is the start of a domino effect in the Steven Pearl off-season recruiting. I think next on the list, you have to prioritize keeping some of the guys that are currently on your roster. I think Overton is a must. Freeman is a must. Tahad, if you can keep him, is a must. I think he might be leaving, but who knows? You never know. There's been some things in the wind, potentially, of him, maybe some stuff going on behind the scenes. We don't know. But, you know, there's been some stuff thrown around that might be. I'll
stick by what I said, what we said on this show earlier. You know, if we can get a different point, like a point guard out of the portal and put Tahad at the 2, I think that's what we need to do.
I agree. So, 100%. I agree with you.
If we can do that, I'd love to keep Tahad. If, you know, we can't,
good riddance. Yeah, and let me make myself clear. Like, I don't hate Tahad. I don't. I think he just had an off year, and he did some things off the court that exactly wasn't awesome. I will say that made me think of him a little bit differently. But as far as a basketball player goes, he is solid. He just had an off year shooting wise.
And again, one thing that nobody can question, and like, I think this is really important, but nobody can question Tahad's effort.
No,
that dude.
Yeah.
Worked hard every single day. I mean, like, he was
scrappy,
going after the ball, scrappy, you know, diving for the ball, full speed every single time. Like, no one can question Tahad's effort, and that's important, you know, to have somebody like that on your team. Now, obviously, do I wish more of his shots fell? Absolutely. But I mean, like that's something that can get fixed. Sometimes, like, you know, not everyone's gifted with that effort gene where like they just don't stop. And so, that's something that's important that, you know, why I also want to keep him, because I think he can fix his shots and stuff.
Yeah.
And especially if he's playing at if he's, you know, happen to move to the two, that's a whole different role than playing point guard. And I think he could thrive as a two.
Oh, I do too. I think if he plays the two, almost, and I know Steph Curry is technically listed as a point guard, right?
Yeah, but Steph Curry's like different. He's a generational talent. We're like,
yes.
He just can do anything.
I'm not saying him and Tejada are the same player. What I'm trying to say is, in terms of the offense that we could run if we keep him, right? Just picture this for a minute, Graham. Say he moves to the two because we get an actual point guard, okay? Imagine a scenario where him at the two, point guard comes up the court, Tejada is running back and forth on off-ball screens. Do you know how quick he is off-ball? Have you watched him, the footage off-ball? It's very similar to Steph Curry. Steph Curry is more dangerous without the ball than he is with the ball. And I think Tejada can be that potential as well. Now, granted, you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? Steph Curry's the deadliest shooter in NBA history. What do you mean he's more dangerous? Well, please go watch his highlights where he doesn't have the ball. The man is absolutely – he drives defenses off the wall because they're like, where's this man going? And then before you get your breath, you're like, oh, crap, there he is. It's over. Points. 3 points. It's over. Good luck. Next play. And you're out of breath from the last play trying to catch up with him, and you're done. There's nothing else you can do. If Auburn can figure that out with Tejada at the two, holy moly. Like, straight, just down the alarm. Amaze, amaze, amaze. Okay? You have no idea the avenues that would open up. And not only that, people will be looking at Tejada. You have a center that's 7 foot wide open the paint potentially for an easy oop, scoop, you name it, you got it. You know what I mean? So it's going to be fun to see for sure. I can't wait. Hopefully we can team them.
You know what else is also amaze, amaze, amaze?
What's that?
Wearing Roback.
That's right. It is amaze, amaze, amaze. Go to Roback.com. Use code BARN20 to get 20% off your next order. They have some solid, officially licensed polos, including Auburn polos that are on the website now, including the hoodie you see on your screen. Me and Graham have the navy version. It's very lightweight. Very, very nice for the current weather. If you live in the South, especially, it's starting to warm up a little bit, but at night, you know, there's a little bit of that spring breeze coming through, and it is great to combat that. So again, that is code BARN20 at Roback.com to get 20% off your next order. We're very thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn Social Hour and the Barn. Graham, we have another game coming up. Okay. April 2nd. 8:30 p.m. tip. I'm obviously still here. You're probably thinking, I thought you were going to be in Orlando. No, that kind of fell through a little bit, even though the launch is still happening, but I think I'll be in town for the game. So I should be around for the Barn cast. But again, that's 8:30 p.m. tip off Central Time. I guess nine. No, I'm losing my mind right now. Eastern Time, that would be
8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern.
9:30. Yeah, okay, cool.
Eastern's an hour ahead of us, and then Mountain's an
hour. That's why I don't live on Eastern. I'm a Central boy through and through. So, but yeah, I'm excited about the future of Auburn basketball. I know people are like, Stephen Pearl is not a real head coach. Well, again, let him have a full recruiting cycle, and let's just see what happens. If we're in the same spot next year.
Long start.
Yeah.
Stephen Pearl won. Everybody else, zero. I mean, like, If you're a Stephen Pearl hater, you definitely can't be mad at this. He's addressing the biggest need of this team, addressing the biggest 100%. Issue and need of this team, and he's already addressing it. And we're not even done playing basketball yet. So,
yes,
dude, very, very exciting and really well done, Stephen.
And we're not trying to overhype this because I know everyone's like, oh, it's a center European, like we hadn't even played a game. Go watch his highlights, guys. I was like, okay, like, what about him? And then I went and I was like, 7-footers sounds really good. And then I looked, I'm like, okay, he's not like the slim reaper type of 7-footer like Wembanyama is or KD would be. So I was like, let's just see what this dude's about. And he, like, first highlight, he goes and just absolutely, like, not only blows past somebody, it is like lightning quick. And then he just yams it on their head. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm interested. You have my attention. I wish everyone can just be patient with Steven. I trust in Steven. Again, same spot this time next year, I'll help him pack. But I trust Steven and what he is trying to accomplish with this coaching staff. And if you can just get the correct guys back that are on this roster, like Overton, like Freeman, potentially Jovich and Sway. I don't know if Sway will stay now that we have this guy coming in. I don't see him getting a lot of minutes, but you never know. And there's some other, you know, key players.
I mean, Sway can still get minutes with this guy.
No, yeah.
Sway's a four. This guy's a five. They don't really play the same position.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like there's other players out there that could potentially take his, I don't know, depending on if we get them or not. We'll see. I know like Georgia, one of their players just announced he's going to the portal and he's like one of their best players. And that's literally a hop, skip and a jump from Georgia to Auburn if he decides to go there. So I'm sure the staff is pursuing that very closely. So just something to keep an eye on. But again, we got a game 8:30 PM, April 2nd. That's this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Barncast are always fun. And you know what else is fun? Subscribing to the Barn. They have great podcasts like this one you're listening to now. They have the Top Button podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five. They have Village Vice with Brad Law and Zach Blackerby. They have The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Baseball, I know right now is kind of in a interesting spot, I guess you can say.
They play tonight. They play Georgia Tech at Georgia Tech, so it's kind of a rematch of what we did last time. But hey. Hopefully they rebound because it was pretty pathetic this weekend.
Yeah, getting run ruled by your rival who's unranked is not fun. But
who is now what? They're like 6-0 against us.
Yeah. So that's embarrassing. Yeah, it is. But I trust Butch though. Butch has a plan. This was a minor setback for major comeback, and we'll see what happens. So, with that being said, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, watch the Artemis launch.
Yes.
Big moment for our country.
If it happens.
Moon and over 50 for the first time in over 50 years. So
yeah, I think since
not landing on it, but just go sending humans around it for the first time in over 50 years. So tune in, watch that.
The actual date was 72, right? Was the last official moon mission. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. I know, my dad is over the moon about it. Sorry. I had to do it. I'm a cheesy person. Thanks. I appreciate it. But again, like and subscribe if you like what you see and you hear. Follow us on anywhere you get your podcast. We appreciate everyone listening as always. This is a lot of fun to get to do, and it's a blessing that me and Graham get to do this. We're very honored every time we get to hit record and talk about Auburn sports. So it's always a lot of fun to talk about the team you grew up loving. So 8-year-old me would be like, ooh, what are we talking about today? It's a lot of fun, man. I'm excited and blessed to get to do this with Graham. So it's a lot of fun. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, folks, y'all have a great rest of your night. And as always, War Damn.
Goodbye.